evening, everyone. We are live tonight from Cleveland, Ohio, where three women who were missing for about a decade are finally free after allegedly being held captive at that home across the street from where I'm standing, where you can see members of the FBI in hazmat suits still investigating. Here's the latest information that we have. Amanda Berry, Gina De Jesus, Michelle Knight, and a child believed to be Amanda Berry's were found alive here last night after Berry screamed for help through a crack in the front door and got the attention of neighbors who helped her escape. Now, three suspects, former school bus driver Ariel Castro and his two brothers, were arrested. They are in jail awaiting charges. They're set to be interviewed by investigators tomorrow. Now, some neighbors say they are shocked by what happens. Others say that they called police in recent years after hearing yelling at the house, and in one case, seeing a naked woman in the backyard. The FBI is searching the house, as I said, for evidence right now. The police chief says it will probably be a few more days until the investigation inside the house here on this block is complete. Now, the amount of time that these women were missing, it's simply extraordinary. Hard to imagine. For 9, 10, in one case, 11 years, three families have been hoping, holding candlelight vigils, searching for these women. Now that they've been found, it's shocking to see how close they were from where they were last seen. They disappeared in separate incidents, years apart, but within blocks of each other on the same street in Cleveland, Lorraine Avenue. The home where they were found is just 3 miles away. The neighbor, Charles Ramsey, who is one of the neighbors, to notice that Amanda Berry was screaming for help and to actually do something. His actions last night and the actions of some of the other neighbors have people calling him a hero. Last night, he said he was surprised to find out what was allegedly going on at his neighbor's house. He's lived here for about a year. Here's what he said last night.
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You sure coming, bro?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will.
Well, I just came back from interviewing Charles Ramsey just a short time ago. Here's some of that interview.